So I'm Kenzie, and my testimony, so I'm so thankful to grow up in a strong Christian home with parents who wanted me to grow up to love the Lord, and I owe so much of who I am today to them because of the foundation that they put in my life. And growing up, I was super involved with church. I did all the Bible studies, the mission trips, everything. But I didn't have a lot of doctrine, and my relationship with the Lord was primarily based on feelings or, you know, kind of spiritual highs and, you know, like a really good song service or going on a mission trip or camp, and then just kind of ride that out as long as I could. So it was kind of based on like how active I was with church stuff. And in college, again, I was extremely busy with school, activities, a lot of church ministries and Bible studies, all that stuff. I was a really good example of a Martha from Luke 10, you know, cumbered about with much serving. And my identity was wrapped up in how much I was doing and how successful I was in all of those things. I struggled with being anxious about failing in any of those areas because I was drawing from my own abilities rather than from my relationship with the Lord. And around that time, my family was listening more to Bob and getting more involved with old paths. And at first, I thought the doctrine we were learning was really cool and really interesting, but I didn't want to be, you know, too different from the church groups that I was involved in already. But I ended up taking a Hebrew Old Testament religion class in college, and it questioned a lot of things that I believed about the Bible because, of course, they're coming at it from a, you know, historical document perspective and not the infallible Word of God. So I had a lot of questions, but the church that I was in did not have the answers. And I found help by going online, going through Bob's Thursday night Bible studies and finding, you know, questions and answers on there. And so that's what really got me to realize that if I was going to take a stand for what I believed in and stand up against, you know, what the world believed, that I needed to learn doctrine and I needed to learn my Bible. So that's when I was really hooked on getting what I could from old paths. I also realized that I couldn't just keep busy with a bunch of church stuff claiming to love Jesus Christ when I didn't really know his word and know who he said he was in his word. So discipleship is what really showed me, you know, why I believe the things that I did and how to build a relationship with him that is based on truth and not emotions. So that's kind of the story of how, you know, I got to Old Paths, and Jared and I, you know, decided that we wanted to move to KC after we got married because we were growing here and, you know, we wanted to be part of what was going on at Old Paths. So lastly, I do want to say a few things about my salvation. So I remember my mom sharing the gospel with me at a young age and, you know, praying with her, and I believed, you know, all the right things growing up, but, you know, I don't know the reason why I prayed that prayer, and I don't know if that's when I made it personal to my sin. You know, the church I grew up in taught the gospel, but people would oftentimes talk about salvation in terms of believing or following or asking Jesus in your heart. So when I came to Old Paths and I got discipled, I learned that salvation, you know, is a moment that you call on the Lord and ask him to save you because you know you're a sinner and nothing, you know, is going to make that right except for Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So exactly what Caleb talked about last night, you know, believing and confessing. And I learned that, you know, there's only one reason to get saved, not because your parents want you to or because your friends are doing it or because you don't want to go to hell. You know, it's because you have a personal sin debt against God and that only Christ's blood can pay for. So I didn't want to assume or have any doubts about my salvation. So, you know, one night I decided to make sure of it and just, you know, draw that line in the sand and say, okay, this is, you know, I'm sure of my salvation now. And just like what Olivia talked about last night too, you know, my record now is not in my feelings or my emotions, but in the book that tells me, you know, how to apply what he did for me. So my testimony is that Jesus Christ did the one thing that no one else could do. Not my parents, you know, not any friends, not a pastor, no one else. You know, he put his name on my sin and then paid what my sin earned for me so I could be forgiven.